all that I can be.
3, 2.
Aloha. I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. I especially want to send out mahalos to all the listeners in Pal Talk today. It is an honor to be with each and every one of you. Our call-in numbers today are toll-free 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. Our direct lines, same area code, is 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. I want to take a moment as well and thank BBSRadio.com and to Don, the owner of the station, for stepping forward to bring this special broadcast to each of you today. I also would like to thank the admins as well that have stepped forth to be of divine service to our sisters and brothers worldwide. This show is extremely important to each and every one of us, and many of you have heard me say for the past 7 months, it was time for us to let go of our smallness, to claim our greatness, to stand firmly planted in our personal empowerment, and it was time for each of us to stand together in unison, and it was time for us to take action. And today, I am personally asking each and every one of you to take action. It is that time for all of us to stand together, for we are the people, we are the voice. It is a true honor once again to have our special guest for this broadcast today, and his name is Stephen Bassett. He is the leading advocate in the nation for ending the 61-year government-imposed truth embargo regarding an extraterrestrial presence engaging the human race. He is a political activist, lobbyist, commentary, and commonist. He is the founder of the Paradigm Research Group, www.paradigmresearch.org. He is also the executive director of the Extraterrestrial Phenomena Political Action Committee, www.x-p-as-in-paul-ac-as-in-charlie.org, the creator of the Paradigm Clock and the executive producer of the X Conference. His work has been covered internationally since 1996. Bassett has assisted numerous of organizations and initiatives working to, 1, raise public awareness, 2, convey open congregational hearings to take government witnesses' testimonies, and 3, end the truth embargo. He has appeared on hundreds of radio and television talk shows and numerous documentaries speaking to millions of people around the implications and likelihood of disclosure, the formal acknowledgement of the extraterrestrial presence by world governments. Let's all please give Stephen a warm welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Stephen. It is an honor to be with you today.
Aloha, Leilani. It's nice to be with you.
Thank you. You know, I know that you and I have done previous shows together talking about the truth embargo, but if you would today, Stephen, bring all of us up to speed, what is the truth embargo?
The truth embargo is, as we use it and as part of the lexicon of the disclosure movement that's been underway now, I think actively since 91, is the decision by the United States government to embargo an acknowledgement of the extraterrestrial presence, which they knew about as early as the 1940s. We know by 47 they knew about it, but it's possible that they actually had knew something like this was going on earlier than that, but let's use 1947 as a starting point. They instituted this embargo for national security reasons. They were very concerned about it. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what to expect. They needed to study it. They had a Cold War starting up, nuclear weapons, nuclear arms race in the making. It was a tough time, and I understand why they did it. But as that happens, it's 61 years later, and the truth embargo is still in place. And so ending it is now the focus of Paradigm Research Group's work.
All right. Thank you for sharing that with us. So let me ask you this then, Stephen. Why is it so important in the work that you're doing to be that voice of we the people in breaking down or the lifting of this truth embargo? I mean, why would that benefit all of us as a whole?
There's no short answer, but I'll try to condense the response to that. The acknowledgement of the extraterrestrial presence will be one of the most profound event in human history. It's a seminal paradigm shift in human worldview and consciousness. It's an extraordinarily important piece of information. Learning that the Earth went around the sun was important. Learning the Earth was round and not flat was important. All of them pretty pale in comparison to this. For the state to intervene and actively attempt to prevent that understanding and acknowledgement, which governments have done before in the past. I mean, governments, empires, whatever, all kinds of governments, states, nations, and what have you, throughout the thousands of years of civilization, have intervened in the knowledge process and tried to suppress, misrepresent the facts about the world we live in. They do it all the time, and generally, the consequences are not good. And this is another example of that. So, just on first principles, the denying of reality and the misrepresentation of reality to the people by a government, particularly in a more democratic and open society like ours, I think violates almost fundamental law, natural law. That's one. Two, the truth embargo is extremely expensive. It's cost a fortune to maintain it. It has undermined credibility in government as the years have passed. People, more and more people every day come to figure out that, of course, that's what's going on up there in the sky. This is ET craft flying around and contact is taking place and so forth. And so as the government continues to deny it, the government simply looks foolish and trust in government drops, and trust in government almost cannot get any lower. The recent announcement, in fact, yesterday afternoon, was that only 9% of the American people think the United States is going in the right direction, which is the lowest number in history, that they keep track of these things. Trust in government is incredibly low. Approval rating of the Congress is 10%. Media is also very low. This is part and parcel with the fact that the government has been misrepresenting facts to us for a long time at the highest level, and we no longer believe it. If we don't stop that, if we don't reverse that trend, we really risk a calamity here, and the nation perhaps falling to second world status. We've had a perfect example of this with the economic crisis. The president and the Congress came forward and said, look, we need to do this, we need to do that. And most of the people, virtually 50-1, responded, we don't believe you. We don't mean to pass a rescue bill. We don't like it. We don't want it. We don't believe what you're telling us. So this is a mess. And so the fastest way to reverse this trend is to haul out a truth at the level of the ET presence and end that misrepresentation. I think it will lead to a lot more truth-telling, and that will help. Three, we're facing an enormous array of problems, which we're told about every single day, scaring the bejesus out of us. And the solutions that are being posited are, frankly, wholly inadequate. And I think most people know that, which is why they're even more concerned. We have available to us potentially a profound profound resource that could help us address a host of problems quickly. And I'm referring to the technological development that has been a fortune on unlimited budget since 1947 to examine, understand, and reproduce the technology embedded in the extraterrestrial vehicles that they have come into possession, either because they crashed on our territory, were shot down on our territory, or crashed elsewhere and then were delivered to the United States. There's ample evidence that they have made substantial progress in understanding this technology, up to and including building their own versions of these vehicles. The energy system and the propulsion systems ships that operate these ET craft are transcendent relative to human technology. And if allowed to be developed for civilian and peaceful purposes, probably could change every single environmental, business, and social equation in the world. But we can't have it, and the reason we can't have it is solely because the government has known for some time it cannot bring that technology out of the research underground facilities in the West where it has been worked on without ending the truth embargo. The embargo would not hold up a couple of weeks if they suddenly turned up with, oh, guess what, we have anti-gravitic drive. So no embargo, no end of the embargo, no tech. So if the people like the idea of maybe dollar a gallon gas again, if they like the idea of maybe heating or air conditioning their home for a few dollars a month, if they like the idea of being able to address the food and water shortages in the world as well as the melting ice caps, they need to get on board here and help this movement forward to end this truth embargo.
I would like to remind all our listeners today and personally invite each and every one of you to my show page with BBS Radio. We will be posting that link up for your convenience as well. And for all those in Paltalk, I also have that link up for your convenience. I also would like to personally invite each and every one of you today to take action. As you can see, we have posted the link up for www.factsonwashington.com. And as we continue on with the show, you will receive a lot more insight of the direct and depth and the importance of why Stephen has come today to share his knowledge with each and every one of you. I ask that you all go and explore also www.paradigmresearchgroup.org. You know, Stephen, as I was listening to you sharing with us today, let me ask you this very important question, because I've done other radio shows with you, and for you to step forth and say, Leilani, I need you to support me in this cause. Why now, Stephen? Where are we at when it's time for us to all take action?
Mm-hmm. Very quickly, that's factsonwashington.org, by the way. I probably go ahead and acquire factsonwashington.com and do a forward on that. I haven't done it, but it's the site is factsonwashington.org. This is a pretty cool deal we got here.
Thanks, Stephen.
I don't think that we've ever had an opportunity like this, where the people in a democracy could effectuate an historical change of this magnitude. I mean, there have been color revolutions and flower revolutions in various Eastern Bloc countries, velvet revolutions they call them, where the people really came out and they were able to bring down a somewhat oppressive government. And those are pretty important, there's no question, and there have been a number of these. But this is a Lollapalooza. The upshot is this. In the 61 years since the truth embargo was put in place, there was very little chance that it would end while the Cold War was underway. I mean, it simply wasn't going to happen. It would have taken something quite dramatic. The ETs could have forced it, of course, by putting motherships over Washington or something. But from the standpoint of a self-disclosure event, it simply wasn't going to happen while the nuclear weapons were targeting each other between us and the Soviet Union. So those first 44 years, it was a closed deal. After the Cold War ended, though, the opportunity clearly was there to now move on and bring this information out. But they needed some time to get it going. And you know, there was a war in the Middle East with Kuwait, and then there was other issues that developed. The Clinton administration was very uncomfortable. The military intelligence community was very uncomfortable with the Clinton administration. After the second Bush administration began, there was an attack on Washington. So 17 years have now passed. Still, the embargo is in place. So really, up until just now, there was not much of an opportunity for the American people to probably close a deal on this, but that opportunity has arisen. Based upon my assessment, 12 years in the running now on this issue, and my assessment of the movement, which is growing throughout all of cyberspace. I have many colleagues, many organizations pursuing this. You can find them, links to them on my website, paradigmresearchgroup.org. This is a movement. This isn't me, wanting to get something done. Based on my assessment, based upon the actions of certain people within government, certain people in the, particularly in the Democratic Party, the actions of other nations, Vatican, the emergence of the witnesses, and a host of other things, and the fact that we're about to have a very significant election with a change of administration at a very critical time, where change is the number one phrase being used in the campaign, both campaigns, particularly the Democratic campaign, where the issues of secrecy and mendacity and lies, very, very profound, all of this, you put it all together, and I believe that there is a very good possibility that Democrats, particularly, are already thinking disclosure in the spring of next year.
Yes.
I think the Republicans are as well, but it's, I don't have a take on them. They're much more harder to get information on, much more closed. But both parties, whoever wins, are under enormous pressure because a number of other countries are starting to give indications that they might very well unilaterally end the truth embargo without our assistance. They simply do it. And we would then be essentially an afterthought on this issue, and that legacy would go to them. And the two countries that particularly come to mind are China and France. So they're going to lose that legacy if they don't act. So the window of opportunity has truly opened for the spring of next year, for a couple of months into the next administration. However, anybody who knows Washington knows that feet turn to clay around here pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
Political will comes and goes, and there's always somebody blowing something up, or invading another country,
yep,
or an economic problem or collapse or whatever. There's always something, some reason to keep putting it off. And so at this particular time, if the American people in large numbers were to step forward in a coordinated way, I think they could just about guarantee that the truth embargo about the extraterrestrial presence will end in the spring of next year. This is why I launched on October the 1st the Million Facts on Washington. The future of advocacy is not feet in Washington. It's not feet on the mall. It's not thousands of people trudging up and down Washington, D.C. It's too expensive. Gas is $3.90 a gallon. Airfares are up. It costs a fortune. And it's not necessary, given that we have the most profound networking political advocacy tool in history, namely the Internet, available to us 24/7. So we're talking not Million March on Washington, Million Facts on Washington. And by facts, I really mean letters. We want and need the American people to send 1 million letters, faxes, and emails. Letters are best, faxes are next best, emails are better than nothing. To the president-elect, starting right after the election on November the 5th. Remember the 5th of November. And put those into the president-elect over the 77 days running up to the inauguration. The target for the mail, faxes and email, will be the senatorial office, which will remain open because both candidates, regardless of who wins, will be senators through the end of the year, the senatorial office of the winner of the election. And that is already published up on the website. Later in November, we will publish the address for the president-elect transition office, and we will target that. It's very important, though, that we front-load this correspondence as much as possible. In other words, I don't want anything sent now. Nothing should go to the White House. The target is the president-elect. And the day to start is November the 5th. And so we're giving everybody the whole month of October to go to this website, factsonwashington.org, get the basic info. It's very simple. There are three key points that we would like to see in those letters, right, if possible. No scripts here. We don't use automatic scripts because those are discounted and discarded. They're too easy to mass generate, and they don't carry much weight. It's got to be in people's own words. Brief is better. Keep it short. Doesn't have to be long. Go to the site. Get the points. Write up a couple of paragraph note to the president-elect. Put a stamp on an envelope. Put it aside. And when the election is over, address it to that person and to the office, the senatorial office of the winner, and mail it on the 5th of November. Or try to get your facts in. Now, it's going to be tough because those faxes are only a couple of machines down there, and they can only handle about 400 a day. They should put more in, but they tend not to. They tend to prefer not to get this kind of correspondence. They would prefer we didn't talk to them at all. It's all right. And if they cancel their fax number, I'll simply find out the new one and publish it. But the letter, for sure, get a fax in if you can. And if you want to add an email, fine. Add an email as well. The effect will be that an avalanche of mail will hit the senatorial office in about 7 days, 7 to 9 days. I will be working very hard on this end to get the media here in Washington, D.C., aware that this is coming. Now, the Million Facts is already getting a lot of exposure. It's got its own Facebook group page, Fat Million Facts in Washington. I've got 30-some interviews already booked, expect to do 100. Press releases have gone out nationally and internationally. Hundreds of websites have been approached with banner links, and articles are being written. So the fact this initiative is going to be heavily promoted, but that's not enough. When that avalanche of mail comes in, I'm going to have the press ready to go check into it, and I'm hoping they're going to go down and they're going to see giant bags of mail sitting on the floor of the president-elect senatorial office. Now, there's something really cool about this, because as it happens, after an election, people like to send money to the party and the candidate, which they're more than able to do. It's a campaign donation. They can send up to $2,300, or they can send any amount they want to the Democratic Party, and they send this money often into the president-elect's office. And so consequently, every single letter that comes in is open, you can be sure, because they think it could have money in it. So every letter will be opened, and every letter will be checked, and these letters will start getting passed around, and the media will learn about it, and they'll publish some of these letters, and it will create quite a media event. And that will then draw even more attention to the Million Facts on Washington, which will drive more correspondence in, so that we can hit our goal of 1 million by January the 20th. This is not a big deal in terms of the individual. It's about 15 minutes of time and a 42-cent stamp. And everyone knows that a single letter doesn't make any difference. You can send a single letter to a member of Congress or the president of the White House or the newspaper, and nothing's going to happen, and I understand that. But if you can write that letter and go to the mailbox on the 5th of November knowing that hundreds of thousands of your fellow citizens are doing the same, and knowing that the impact of hundreds of thousands of letters saying it's time for us to know the truth about the ZT presence, it's time for the president to be completely briefed by the military intelligence community, it's time for Congress to hold hearings for the hundreds of witnesses that are available to testify, if they all do that, then that correspondence will hit this town like a tsunami. And we'll take it from there. And
I agree.
We will know about the ET presence in the spring of 2009.
Absolutely. You know, as I was listening to you, Stephen, is that, you know, as you know, I've done numerous of shows talking about the extraterrestrial presence. And one of the shows that really stuck out in my mind was when I did the show with Dr. Boylan on the four secret mm-hmm. governments. And I was astonished by the information that has been withheld from the people on this planet, you know, where they have literally shared this high technology with all of us. They've shared with us on natural substance that our physical bodies, that we can take in our physical bodies, that would bring us back to perfect well-being. I mean, there's just so many areas that these governments have collectively joined together to withhold from the people. We could be living the life that we were all meant to live, and you're so right. Is, you know, many of the listeners of this show, I have been talking for the past 7-8 months about the new paradigm. We're about to have three major shifts that will literally anchor this new paradigm. And this is exciting moments. What we're witnessing today is the collapse of the old way of being on this planet without having the power and the control and the greed over the people. And what's even more exciting is that we as individuals on this planet have the power to stand together and say, no, we no longer will accept this type of power and control over the masses.
Well, there's no question that this event, the disclosure event, is a seminal change of state in the world, and that's why the paradigm is a phrase that I use all the time, and why I call my group Paradigm Research Group. I view disclosure as literally a paradigm line that we will cross the day it takes place. I divide the world up into two parts, the pre-disclosure world and the post-disclosure world. The post-disclosure world literally will be much different. Now, how different will depend upon how people respond to this state, change of state, and how, to what extent it expands into other areas of our lives, our politics, our social reality. It's going to change people's worldview in a dramatic way. It's going to alter the collective worldview of the human race. It gives us an opportunity, when you have a change of that magnitude, to restructure things and hopefully correct for endemic and systemic problems that have been causing us harm. And this happens a lot. It's like moving. You know, it's like you live in one place a long time, and you get a lot of bad habits, and you got to accumulate a lot of stupid stuff you don't need, and you need to move. So you get to move. So that gives you an opportunity to throw a bunch of stuff out you don't really need or give it away, and then maybe start over again and restructure your life a little bit. And that's kind of a little paradigm change in a person's life. Well, this is a paradigm change in the life of the human race.
Yes.
And everybody's speaking to it in various ways, and you have people talking about the potential and the transitions from their perspective, and there's a whole spectrum of interpretation. For me, it's very basic. I keep it fundamental. It's a change of government policy. There's a lot of information out there about what's going on, so it's not like we don't know a lot already, but what we don't have is the formal acknowledgement of governing authorities in the world, and without that, we're extremely limited. It limits us greatly into how we can address this issue.
Absolutely.
And certainly it limits our political situation. So disclosure is an important event, and it has to happen in order for more things to happen. And that's how I look at the paradigm change. I sort of focus it on that political policy change.
Yes, and I agree. It's time for truth, for all of us to stand for that truth. You know, it's really interesting because I've been talking about this so much. Don, is that you?
Ah. Yes, we have a caller. We have a caller.
Oh. Thank you, Don. Anyway, I'd like to personally invite our caller. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
This is Donnelline from Houston, Texas.
Well, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in. Did you have a question for Stephen?
Yes, I do. Stephen, what type of information do you expect to be disclosed with this if we happen to get this disclosure embargo lifted?
The $64,000 question. Well, what's going to happen? Disclosure, again, is simply the acknowledgement of the ET presence. Technically, it could be done in about 60 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here tonight to tell you the extraterrestrials are in fact here. We couldn't tell you before. We can tell you now. Thank you. Good night. That's it. That's disclosure. Now, immediately thereafter begins the post-disclosure world. And the major activity in the first few months is going to be a rather dramatic and riveting tug of war that will take place between the government and the American people with the media, I'm fairly sure, intensely involved. And this tug of war is going to be over information. The people are going to want to know everything, and the government's only going to want to reveal some things. And we'll see how it goes. I mean, I expect that the public's interest will be quite dramatic. The pressure will be unleashed, and the government's going to be under huge pressure. And so information will start coming out. When certain parts come out as opposed to other parts, it's hard to predict. I'm not in the government. I don't have privy to the government's thinking on this. But clearly the people will want to know, where are they from? How many are there here? Do they mean us harm? Are they among us, or do they simply fly around in space? What kind of tech do we have? Do they have? What kind of tech have we learned from them? Do we have any agreements with them? Are abductions really taking place? And a thousand other questions. And those questions will be asked, you can be sure, because of the work that's been done by thousands and thousands of people for the last 60 years and exponentially growing since the Internet arrived in the 90s. So, the World Wide Web, rather, in the 90s. Now, what will the government say? Good question. We'll have to wait and see. I think the government will certainly release information favorable to it, right, and avoid information not favorable to it. It will probably try to withhold certain things for national security reasons. In fact, there may be some basis for some things to be withheld for national security reasons. We shall see. But their feet's going to be put to the fire in terms of justifying anything they withhold. And, of course, there's always the risk that the government may misrepresent the facts in order to serve its own agenda. Well, that's happened before, and it's going to happen again. But this time it will happen in an intense, focused environment. And I think every single thing that the government states will be picked apart and parsed by the Internet down to the molecules. And so I think any attempt by the government to misrepresent the reality of the ET presence will be a mistake on their part. So that's my answer. And just hang in there, and I think soon enough you're going to find out.
Really great question. Thank you for calling in. A great question, by the way, and I want to thank you for your support.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, this is really good stuff. If you would, Stephen, if you'd run through real quick that website address that everyone can go to send their faxes, and if you would just give them once again a synopsis of the guidelines on how
sure.
to approach it.
The Million Facts on Washington is home-based at the website factsonwashington.org. No, I'm getting it. I'm going to have to buy that. Factsonwashington.org. And there you find the eventual address for the next president. It's either going to be McCain or Barack Obama. And there you will find the phone and the email page to use. And in time, we will have the transition office up. And you will find some suggestions on how to put your letter together, and the three key points that we'd like to see in those letters, if at all possible. A demand for full briefing by the president, a demand for congressional hearings by the Congress, and actually disclosing the ET presence to the American people, all three of which really have to take place. There's some points there that I'll mention that are important. One of the key points that you'll find at that site is this. In order to help me motivate the press in Washington to cover this and be there and check for these letters, I need everyone who sends a letter or a fax to email prg@paradigmresearchgroup.org, and it's the address is there, and say, you know, I sent a letter, I sent a fax. They don't have to copy it to me, but just send a letter, I sent my fax to the president-elect. Now, if you send an email, you can just copy your email to me. But if you do that, then I can have those. I'll database those. And then when I go to the press and they say, look, there's all these letters and faxes that are going into the president-elect's office, and they say, how do you know that? Well, because I got 45,000 notices here that says that they sent it. So I need those notices. That's one point you'll find. The other point you'll find is that we're encouraging people that are not citizens of the U.S., who learn about this to absolutely to send a letter, a fax, or an email to the president-elect. This issue obviously affects everybody in the world. And right now, the countries of the world are deferring to the United States on the timetable for disclosure. So we need their input as well. It will add to the pile. It's very helpful. You also learn there that we did create a group page called Facts on Washington on Facebook. Now, Facebook is an incredibly powerful, exponentially growing internet networking community. Very impressed with it. It has 100 million active users, and every single member of that Facebook community, 100 million strong, is as the cliche goes, only 6 degrees of separation from every other member of Facebook, meaning each person is a friend of 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 everybody else. So if we can develop a viral process there where people are turning their friends and their friends and friends of friends onto the Million Facts in Washington, you know, they can go get the information at the group. You know, the way you do it is you got a photo there or an icon there, and you can just send that to people in your friends group, and it just spreads like crazy. We could generate hundreds of thousands of letters and faxes right out of Facebook alone. So we've done that. All of this you learn about at that page, factsonwashington.org. It's really straightforward. Also, there's a link banner. There's a link there to a page of banner links. So that everyone who has websites can go there, and there's quite a few banners that they can choose from to put on their website with a link to factsonwashington.org. And again, let me repeat that we don't want anything sent to anybody until the 5th of November, not to the White House, not to the President, to the President-elect, who we will know, hopefully, on the 5th of November. And the address you'll already know, because it's both addresses, both possible addresses, senatorial addresses are right there. The more people who can get their letter into the box, the mailbox, on the 5th or 6th of November, the more powerful will be the initial correspondence impact. That will attract the press, which will then create the articles, which will drive even more correspondence into the President-elect's office, and we will get the million we want. And that, I'm pretty confident, will deliver to us the paradigm shift in of disclosure in the spring, early spring of 2009.
I agree. You know, it's really interesting. I have never asked anything of my listeners except for you to claim your greatness and to stand firmly planted in your own personal empowerment. Today, I am asking that each of my sisters and brothers worldwide to take action, because we are the empowerment worldwide, each and every one of us. You've heard me say it over and over again on each broadcast. So today, I invite each and every one of you to send in your faxes and take action. I also would like to invite all of you to take the links with you and share it with the people that you come across and encourage them to take action as well. Because, you know, if you all think about it, this is the moment that we've all been waiting for. We're witnessing through our own personal growth, us together united, we're seeing the collapse of many things worldwide, and the land, our way of peace and joy and happiness is being returned back to the people. And as you all know, we've worked very hard for many, many eons of time. And this is a great example right now that we can stand up together and help Stephen, because he has fought for years now in behalf of each and every one of us, and it's time for the world to know. It is time to say yes, that we as the people deserve to have this new technology, to have the right medications that will serve our bodies, or other types of things that has been given by our extraterrestrial sisters and brothers. They are not little green men that run around creating challenges for all of us. They're just like you and me, and they deserve our love and our support, and because they have given so much to each and every one of us. I want to thank you, Stephen, because I know you have spent many years working in behalf of all of us, and I know your task hasn't been easy.
Well, let me put it this way. It's been challenging at times, but I haven't had anywhere near the trials that a Gandhi or a King or some of the activists in the past that have gone through in major political activism. We've had this incredible luxury of the internet and communications, and we're operating in a free society. But let me kind of restate a little bit what you just said. I believe that my feelings, I have a strong feeling that the self-disclosure event, the self-disclosure process, where our own governments tell us that, in fact, there is an ET presence, confirm it to us, and then open that, that that is something that seems to have to take place before full open contact takes place. So the sooner we get disclosure out of the way, I think the sooner open formal contact will follow. And that then opens up the potential for a kind of exchange of technology and ideas, which would lead to extraordinary benefits to the human race beyond even what I was mentioning before, getting access to the re-engineered energy and propulsion systems. That could stretch to, obviously, biotechnology and cures for disease and a lot of other stuff. But at minimum, I think that disclosure really is, if we can create, if disclosure takes place, it literally is a door. It opens a door to the rest of the galaxy. We will learn and know that we are, in fact, not alone, that there are plenty of civilizations out there, and they are interacting with us, and that, obviously, in due course, we're going to be interacting with them. It literally is the door to the galaxy for us as a collective species. I mean, the fact that a lot of us know about this already is fine. But as a group of nations and a collective species, we are completely hemmed in by this embargo. It's kind of like the situation when the world was thought to be flat. There were people that suspected that it was round, but the consensus was it was flat. And so those that wanted to go get some money to go explore couldn't get the money because the authority said, no, it's flat, and we don't want, you're going to sail off the end of the earth, and we won't get your money. And so yeah. That perception, that misrepresentation of reality, prevented the exploration of the world. Exactly
right.
The same thing now. This misrepresentation of reality by the government is preventing the exploration of the galaxy. If we can get disclosure done soon, and next year is our best shot ever, I think human beings will probably be visiting other star systems within less than 10 years.
I agree with you on that. I also wanted to remind all our listeners today that I will keep Stephen's information along with all the links up on my show page with bbsradio.com. And so at any given time, you are welcomed to route individuals over to the links or for them to read up on the information. And I also want to encourage all of you to take action and be involved in support of Stephen. And this is the most important time for each and every one of us. I'm not telling any of you anything that you already don't know. You've heard me speak about this show after show. And I'm excited because so many of you have come forth today to listen to what Stephen has had to say. And I know Stephen feels the way I do. We want to thank all of you because we are the empowerment to make changes.
I can't even tell you, Leilani, how it's going to feel. I mean, if the people come together and they send those letters and faxes and emails, and if we hit the big numbers, 500,000, 600,000, 700,000, 800,000, 900,000, and then they start to see the movement, the change, the questions being asked of the candidate, the new president-elect and others, and those questions start to snowball. I just think everyone that sent one of those is going to be sitting in front of their television feeling mighty proud of themselves and realizing that they have helped bring about, or about to help bring about, the most profound change in the history of the human race. That's just going to be an unbelievable feeling, but you're not going to have that feeling unless you take a few minutes in October, write up a 2 or 3 paragraphs to the president-elect, put a 42-cent stamp on an envelope, put it aside, wait until the election, and then after the election, drop that addressed letter in the mailbox, and then make sure you send a notice to PRG at paradigmresearchgroup.org saying, I sent my letter, I sent my fax. If you do that, that's what we need. And then I think after that, it'll virtually take off on its own. Once that avalanche of mail comes in, I think the press will be all over this, and it'll spread worldwide, and we will get 1 million. Hell, we might even get 10 million. Who knows? I mean, we know the number of people that are interested in the subject is in the tens of millions.
Yes.
We know the number of people that actually believe that ETs are here, based on the polls, is nearly 120 million adults. All right. So the numbers are there. People just need to understand that the ability to change government, if you act collectively, has always been there. The powers that be love to cut us up and divide us and scare us to death and just kind of and disempower us. They love to do that because it gives them more latitude. But anytime we want, if we act collectively, we can put enormous pressure on the government to do the right thing. And this is one of those rare cases where it's pretty easy. It's not complicated. It's not some elaborate, complex thing where you send a letter about why we need to not drain this wetland. It's about telling the truth about something important. The Earth is round. The Earth goes around the sun, and extraterrestrials are here. We know about the first two, but you haven't acknowledged the last one. Do it now. Do it as soon as possible. It's very simple. It's a very simple message. It's not ambiguous. There's no way they can dodge it. They're either going to have to address it or pay the consequences in the 2006 election. 2010 election, rather. I'm having a time warp here. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, if people step up and they don't respond, come 2010, there's going to be some serious explaining to do. So I think we've got them in just the right position. And I think that the government wants us to do this. I think there are people inside government that really would like to get this over with, but they simply can't do it. It's so difficult politically. And it requires the cooperation of the intelligence community, military, and the president-elect and all this stuff. And it's just very hard. And they can't risk coming forward independently. But by reaching out, by the American people making a statement this powerful, it basically gives them all the ability to move forward. So we'd be extending a helping hand into government and saying, you can't do this, we'll help you.
Yes.
Take our hand, right? And we'll pull you out and pull the truth out with you. And we'll all move forward. So that's it. That's the project. I'm certainly happy that you were able to provide this to your audience, and I'd be happy to come back maybe later in October or early November, and we'll update you on how things are going.
Absolutely. And real quick, I did want to address this in for those that are tuning in with us. For those that are in the international countries, yes, we invite you as well to participate in taking action and sending your faxes as well. I do have a wealth of information posted on my show page with bbsradio.com. Stephen keeps me abreast on press releases of what is happening with his work. So I do invite all of you to periodically visit my show page, and I will keep you all abreast as well. Please, I want to remind all of you to share these links with everyone you come across, because we are indeed the empowerment. We can make a difference worldwide, as Stephen has shared with us. I am truly honored, Stephen, that you gave me this opportunity to bring this forth, to share with all the listeners today. And we've had a lot of listeners tuned in and listening to you very closely. And I want to personally thank all of you for coming out today as well and showing Stephen your support. It's time for us. It is time. It is our time, people. So, anyway, I just want to thank you for allowing me to finally put out a request that we would like to see you all step forward to take action. As you all
remember the 5th of November.
No, okay, you guys got it.
You know
okay.
What I'm referring to here, don't you?
That's the
poem that was written about Guy Fawkes Day, about Guy Fawkes. Now, I'm not talking that kind of revolution, but it just is one of those, and of course it was part of the movie Vendetta, but I'm not a revolutionary in that regard, but the coincidence with the day after the election being November the 5th is irresistible. So remember the 5th of November, and there's another phrase I'm going to be tossing around here,
okay.
And it's it would be a paraphrase of the old Negro spiritual, truth at last, great God Almighty, truth
Ooh,
at last.
I love it.
You like that?
Yes, I do. Thank you. And I will make sure I post that date up on my show page, so if you forget or lose your note to yourselves, it will be posted up on the show page as well. It has been a true pleasure, Stephen, and thank you for allowing me to share you with all our listeners today. It's been a true honor.
Mahalo.
Mahalo to you. I want to remind all our listeners that you are indeed the empowerment, the truth, the way. It is time for each of us to let go of our smallness and claim our own empowerment, our authorities of you, your worlds, and activities. Remember to love yourselves, and together we are the voice of We the People. Good night to each and every one of you. Thank you.
This land is your land.
Join us on The People Speak for an hour of live interviews and audience interaction as guests of various organizations share their work and strategies which impact the world and make a difference. That's The People Speak every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBS Radio Network.
This land was made for you.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
In a world of abundance, hunger is a crime. When a malnourished child dies, we're all guilty. Yet it happens every 5 seconds. Let's do the right thing. Put hunger away for good. Please, give to the World Food Program.
Hey everybody, this is Nancy Drake. I am the star of science fiction show Lex the Dark Zone. Well, I hope you're listening to Dr. Fred Bell's show on bbsradio.com. See, well, if you want to do Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy.
Health Science and.
Oh, what was it?
Health Science and.
Health Science.
Just say you're listening to Dr. Bell's Health Science and.
And Energy.
Health Science and.
Energy show.
That yeah. works. In fact, I can
edit.
Our
Health, Energy, and Science show.
Health, Science, and...
We just call it the Dr. Bell Show.
Okay, well, that's what I did.
Same thing, only okay. A little shorter. Yeah, same thing. Health, Science, and...
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Hey, thanks for listening to Stories Untold on BBS. And you can visit my website at cdbaby.com/cd/Peggy Lee with an A. You can purchase a copy there or write a review. And stay tuned for my next album project, That's Just Hollywood, coming out in June. I'll be sure Doug has a copy for BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet.
Why be satisfied when you can feel ecstatic? Hi there, it's Janet Kaleri of Sight for Sound Life Coaching. You know, when we see things as they truly are, we make sound choices in life. So how about starting now? Invest in yourself. Invest in your potential through my very fun 21 Days to Yes program. 21 Days to Yes, where your life is the workshop. It's only 21 days away. So call me now at 323-252-0963. 323-252-0963. It's Janet Kaleri, and I believe in your potential and that you deserve to feel ecstatic.
www.vitalymusic.com and here at BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network on the planet.
Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.
BBS Radio, we love BBS Radio. We love BBS Radio. We love BBS
Radio, we love BBS Radio, we love BBS Radio, we love BBS Radio.com.
Living.